Apple has emerged bruised but ultimately victorious from a legal battle accusing it of unfair business practices. A federal judge tossed out last week a claim that Apple is a monopoly. The judge ordered the plaintiff in the case, Fortnite maker Epic Games, to pay Apple $6 million. But Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers also struck down Apple's policy forbidding developers from selling app subscriptions outside of the App Store. And that could have major implications for the future of many tech and gaming businesses. Ina Fried is a chief technology correspondent for Axios, and she's been following this trial and joins us now. Hi, Ina.
Hi, Tanya.
Let's go back for a moment. Epic's complaint began in August of last year when they defied Apple's developer policies by allowing Fortnite players to purchase in-game items directly from Epic. And Apple then banned Fortnite from iOS and Epic sued. Parse this out for us. What did the judge say in this ruling?
So as you point out, it was mostly positive for Apple. They found that Apple wasn't a monopoly. That was the key to most of Epic's claims. Epic wanted really big relief here. They wanted Apple to be forced to allow rival app stores and rival purchase mechanisms. The judge did find, as you point out, that they violated a California fair business statute, and that related to the prohibition around developers even communicating within the app that there's other ways to buy goods. So there's an impact here, and it's not in isolation. We've seen other nipping at the heels of Apple's policies. So they've gotten to keep the core pillars that they want most badly, but around the edges, they've had to make some changes because of this and other cases.
Right. Epic is not alone. Spotify and the Match Group, owners of Tinder, also praised the Epic decision. We should say Epic is appealing this decision. On what grounds?
Well, you know, Epic's aren't going to argue, I imagine, the judge was wrong on the law, wrong on the facts, you know, all right. The things one argues on appeal, that the way that she defined the market was erroneous. So a lot of this case hinged on how you define the market, because that tells you whether Apple has a monopoly. So Apple certainly has a monopoly over its own ecosystem, but that's not the way that monopolies are usually defined. So there was a lot of debate during the trial, and this came up in the ruling of what is the relevant market. In the end, the judge chose a different market than either Apple or Epic presented at trial, but again, found that Apple was not a monopoly.
You know, Ina, of course, Apple is famous for its gadgets. It still makes most of its money from selling computers and phones. But just how important has the App Store become to its business?
I mean, it's huge in a variety of ways. One is just the absolute dollars. We're talking about billions of dollars by any account. The other is it gives them a hold. Once you've spent a fortune on apps, particularly if you spend it directly with Apple, you're less likely to move to another device, and that can't be overlooked. And then the third thing I would say is that this is very profitable revenue, and this came up at the trial, is just how big are Apple's margins. But suffice to say, they're big. So Apple isn't just losing revenue when it loses a dollar of App Store revenue. It's losing, you know, pick a number, 70, 80 cents of profit on every dollar of its App Store revenue.
The lawsuit was against Apple, but what does this mean for others like Google, which runs the other big marketplace for mobile apps, which is the Google Play Store?
Yeah, I mean, Epic's battle here was really a two-front battle. It did the exact same thing on Google the same day. The facts are a little bit different. So on the Google side of things, apps can be sideloaded onto Android, whereas that's not an option on the Apple side. But essentially, their case is similar against Google. It hasn't gone to trial yet, so it's less far along. But they were filed the same day, and Epic provoked Google in the same way it provoked Apple by updating the app to include something that was explicitly forbidden in anticipation of challenging it in court.
There's so much to follow here, including what it means for app developers. That's Ina Fried, chief technology correspondent for Axios. As always, thank you so much.
Always good to talk, Tanya.